Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you're listening to this. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. We are brought to you, as usual, by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter. Pretty soon, I keep saying pretty soon, but it is getting really soon as we're testing it now. Pretty soon, a coaching program by email, text, or voice that'll help you stay younger. Stay young to get younger, and I'll talk about that in a few seconds. Second sponsor is, of course, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as DiRescue. DiRescue is the one that has been so helpful with the GLPs, Wegovy, Ozempic, Semaglutide, that is, Mounjaro in Zepbound, and Tirzepatide. That DiRescue, it was done for pediatric diarrhea, but it works incredibly well for taking it 2 days before, 3 days after you increase the dose or even give you a shot. Takes away the diarrhea, the nausea, the vomiting, the constipation in about 2/3 of the people who have used it. That's DiRescue from LifesFirstNaturals.com, as well as Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Today, the great news stories of the week. We've got five that are really important, that are key for all of us understanding. The first one is about substance use and wellness. Life expectancy in the U.S. about to take a big jump. Why? Because overdose deaths, which have largely been in people who are younger and thus have a lot of life expectancy, and the way it's calculated means that this will take a big jump, as U.S. overdose deaths fell 20% last year, the largest decline ever seen. And this is longevity is the next disruptor story number one, because that 27%, what was the biggest title before that? Take a guess. It was 4% in 2018, but we went from 110,000 in 2023 to 80,000 in 2024. So the longevity will take a big jump. And that's coupled with the fact that the GLP-1s, those semaglutide and tirzepatide, otherwise known as Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound, will have a big effect on the death rates from obesity as well. So those are really huge decreases that are caused by that. The second story, this is the Well Beyond Wellness number one story segment of the week, is that the SGLT2 inhibitors reduced deaths and portal hypertension from cirrhosis of the liver. Now, cirrhosis of the liver is a fibrosis that causes increase in venous blood pressure. Why does it do that? It does that because the fibrosis occludes some of the veins in the liver, and the vast majority of blood flow from the lower body and from the intestine flows through the liver back to the heart. And that fibrosis narrows those veins, increasing the blood pressure, increasing bleeding, diathesis in the belly. Well, guess what? This drug, the SGLT, those are called sodium glucose transporter 2 inhibitors, decrease that blood pressure there by improving liver functioning. And that improving of liver functioning radically decreased death rate. The Adomega story, anti-inflammatory diets reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease, about a 25% decrease in related deaths if you ate a really good diet that didn't have much sugar, didn't have red meat, didn't have fried food, avoided the five food felons totally. What are the five food felons? They are simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbs, red and processed red meat, that's one category, and fried food. You eliminate those five things, 25% reduction in dementia and Alzheimer's deaths. That's an inflammatory state, and you really decrease it radically with those. That's the odd omega, number one story of the week. That study was done over a median of 14.3 years in 455 people who developed Alzheimer's disease compared with a large population that didn't. The older biologic age is also linked to that. That is, if you don't exercise, if you sit in your chair for a long time, and sitting, even if you exercise vigorously, but sit in chair for a long time, I should get up right now. I'm up right now. I'll go down. But if you sit in your chair for a long period of time, that shrinks your brain, increases inflammation in your brain, and all of the things that increase aging, that is smoking, obesity, lack of control of blood pressure, all of those things that increase what we call the age of your epigenes, the age of the switches that control your genes. Genes are only protein factories, but the age of those switches, if you have those switches get older, you get dementia sooner by a heck of a lot. And that is the Roizen rule for younger you. Story number one, stay as young as you can. Number two is that the sedentary time is tied to decreased brain volume and worse cognition. So doing exercise, really important. One of our last stories of the day, which is the Roizen rule for a younger you, is that mini strokes, those things caused by having too much cholesterol, too high of blood pressure, inflammatory foods, tobacco, stress that isn't mitigated by managing it with friends, those mini strokes have about 61% of them experience fatigue, a great deal of fatigue, 2 weeks after. And a year later, 54% still experience fatigue. This was a study of 354 people. And transient ischemic attacks are common. What are they? They're called mini strokes because they have a temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain. Doesn't result in permanent brain damage, as does a full-fledged stroke. But they can have symptoms like facial drooping, arm weakness, slurred speech, and that resolve within a day. And that's why they're called mini strokes, because they resolve. But the fatigue in 54% of them lasted a year. That's a long time. It's like long COVID, and we don't know what causes that either. So what are the big stories of the week? That longevity is the next disruptor segment we talked about, as overdose deaths and obesity deaths are declining, life expectancy in the U.S. likely to take a big jump. The Well Beyond Wellness story is that those SLT2 inhibitors decreased portal hypertension and deaths from liver failure and cirrhosis. Our odd omega story, the anti-inflammatory diets reduce Alzheimer's disease by 25%. Our Roizen rules for a younger you, all tied to the brain. Number one was that older biologic age is increased dementia risk, sedentary time, even if you're physically active, decreased brain volume and causes worse cognition in older adults. So get up, set your alarm clock to get out of your chair and walk around for 5 minutes every half hour. And Roizen rule for younger you, number three, that mini strokes increase fatigue. All of these things are preventable. That is, control your blood pressure, your fasting blood sugar, your weight. Do a little exercise to get, do it with friends so you have a posse, purpose, and play for decreasing stress management. eat healthily so you don't have an anti-inflammatory diet, and you'll avoid those mini strokes which have the fatigue. You'll avoid the decrease in brain volume with the dementia. You'll avoid older biologic age with more dementia. You'll avoid inflammation in your brain, again, decreasing dementia. And remember the SGLT2s and the GLP-1s decreasing the consequence of obesity on life expectancy and chronic diseases such as heart attacks, strokes, and dementia. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to, and I hope you've enjoyed, 1244A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Get out of the chair. Don't have that red meat. And remember to think about totally avoiding inflammatory foods. Again, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you by LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. More stories like this. You can go to my Substack as well, Michael F. Roizen, MD, as well, to get some of the latest on the aging mechanism research. And our other sponsor, LifeFirstNaturals.com, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Thank you for tuning in. You're the reason we do it. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.